God will give you strength to overcome the situation, or through God all things are possible. We've all heard this said, maybe even we've said it to someone or thought it, but sometimes it's hard to believe. I was told that God would give me strength while I was attending the special general conference time and time again. And at times, I'll be honest, I would ask God, where are you in all of this? How are these horrible things being said in your name? How can this be happening? I would lean more on the strength given by my friends, family, and you all as my church family. And then those grace-filled, strengthening moments of God in worship services after the legislative sessions were done at the Dome, or in conversations in the hallways on breaks. God gave me strength in those times, in the strength to get up each morning to be a witness, no matter how horrible I knew it was going to be. Even if I could not see it in those exact moments. However, even with the strength came and still comes fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of my call not being recognized, fear for all of my LGBTQIA siblings, and fear for the church. As we move through this time of waiting and wanting things to just change and for that change to just come faster. And what about the times where we are so far into our fear and aloneness that we can't see our way out, where we fear that God has left us, that we can't find the light at the end of the tunnel? How do we move through these times when God seems so far away, so unreachable? There have been times in my life where I have felt this way, in times of death of a loved one, friendships or relationships failing, a falling out with a family member, or just my own mind trying to trick me into telling me I am nothing. But God is there through it all, even when we cannot see it at the time. God is always present in these times of trial. In these times, I try to remember that every opportunity of fear is a chance for growth, not retreat. Every fear should become a bridge, not a stumbling block. In the sermon series of Be Still and Know, Brad and I are using the lectionary, which is a scripture that is scheduled out for the church year. Looking at this scripture this week, I had a tough time writing the sermon. I sat and stared at this iPad for way longer than I'd like to admit or have had to do in the past. And then it hit me after reading Psalm 27 for what seemed like and probably was the 27th time. The reason I struggled with this text was because I am living it. The feeling of being attacked, needing to be patient and waiting on and putting my trust in God. When the text hits a little too close to home, that is when it's the hardest for myself to open up to what God is saying through me. I did, however, pray more this week than I have in past recent weeks. I have been so fearful these past few months. And yet out of fear, the strength to keep fighting, to keep moving forward in love and light, surely is a work of God. Our text today is Psalm 27 and was attributed to David. Pay attention to what the psalmist feared and also what the focus was on. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who should I fear anyone? The Lord is a fortress protecting my life. Should I be frightened of anything? When evildoers come at me trying to eat me up, it's they, my foes and my enemies, who stumble and fall. If any army camps against me, my heart won't be afraid. If war comes up against me, I will continue to trust in this. I have asked one thing from the Lord. It's all I seek, to love in the Lord's house all the days of my life, seeing the Lord's beauty and constantly adoring his temple. Because he will shelter me in his own dwelling. during troubled times. He will hide me in a secret place in his own tent. He will set me up high, safe on a rock. Now my head is higher than the enemies surrounding me, and I will offer sacrifices in God's tent, sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and praise the Lord. Lord, listen to my voice when I cry out. Have mercy on me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek God's face. Lord, I do seek your face. Please don't hide it from me. Don't push your servant aside angrily. You have been my help. God who saves me, don't neglect me. Don't leave me all alone. Even if my father and mother left me all alone, the Lord would take me in. Lord, teach me your way. Because of my opponents, lead me on a good path. Don't give me over to the desires of my enemies, because false witnesses and violent accusers have taken their stand against me. But I have sure faith that I will experience the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in the Lord. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. Hope in the Lord. Now, the specific occasion for Psalm 27 is not given. The psalmist obviously was facing a great enemy, may have been on the verge of battle, and the psalmist was confident that they would be lifted above their enemies. The possibility was great that they would lose their life in battle, but that was not the focus. God was the center of the psalmist's attention. And they were confident of God's provision and protection. Therefore, they could pray to God for help. Psalm 27 tells us about the confidence in God and then follows with a prayer for deliverance based on this confidence. The psalmist's confidence halted their fears. Therefore, he asked, "Whom shall I fear? And of whom shall I be afraid?" God was the psalmist's light. And light is a source of comfort for those who are fearful. And God was the psalmist's salvation, the liberator from their fears. And God was the psalmist's strength. God would give them power to conquer their fears. Next, the psalmist knew that with God on their side, no one or thing could overcome them. Even in the midst of battle, his confidence did not waver. The psalmist attacked their fears by desiring to be close to God. The presence of God has always been a source of reassurance to God's people. Like when Moses was fearful about going before Pharaoh, he was promised the presence of God, as it says in Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. The Great Commission was given to a group of frightened disciples. It ends with the promise of Christ's presence throughout the coming age, as it says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. As the psalmist contemplated all this, they broke out in praise and singing to God. And singing is a sign of a close fellowship with God. The second part of Psalm 27 contains a series of petitions that the psalmist prayed concerning their fears. I invite us to see fear as an opportunity to drive us closer to God. When fear returns, we are invited to pray the way the psalmist did. First, the psalmist needed God's mercy. They pleaded for God's face to be seen. Second, the psalmist prayed for acceptance by God. They feared that God might reject them. The psalmist even felt the rejection of their parents and the last people children expect to let them down. And they pleaded for God not to reject them. Third, the psalmist prayed for guidance. They desired to follow God's path. During times of anxiety, it's nice to have someone else give you the directions. Finally, the psalmist prayed for God's deliverance from their enemies. Psalm 27 closes with the psalmist's advice about waiting on the Lord. And this is probably the hardest thing to do when we're fearful. Yet God is never in a hurry, and neither should we be. There is this constant, be still and know. In Psalm 112, verse 7, it says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord." Now, every fear can become an opportunity for growth or retreat. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 31. Fear can be a great springboard to pray for God's presence where all fear is cast out. Where there is fear, there is the strength of God to help us through. So when we are in those times of aloneness, in those places so dark, it's hard to see the light. We remember that we can trust in God that gives strength when we can't find it ourselves. We are all the psalmist searching for God, praying to God, and singing God's praises. Highlands United Methodist Church is a great source of strength for so many, including me. Brad and I, as your pastors, are blessed to be in conversation and prayer with you all. In those times of fear, sadness, loneliness, and joy, and celebration, hear this invitation as a reminder to reach out to us for conversation and prayer, for we are all part of this church family that provides strength for one another. My challenge to us all this week is to find those places in your life that are bringing you fear. Where can you find the strength in those fearful moments? Where is God leading you into prayerful conversation? So be still and know, my friends, that strength surrounds you. God's strength surrounds us all. Amen.